Welcome to Talkin' Music. I'm Corey Stanton, and this week I'm talking with Paeonia musicians Andrea Likos and Corey Obert, who make up the band Hard Pressed. Thank you both for calling in to KVNF.
Thank you, Corey, for asking us.
Yeah, where are you calling from right now?
Lamborn Mesa.
Yep, sitting in our living room and looking outside.
Okay, well, Hard Pressed is about to release a brand new album. It's called Magic Dime. It includes several originals and a few traditionals. Let's take a listen to your title track, and then we'll come back and chat about your music. This is Magic Dime from Paeonia-based band Hard Pressed. That was Magic Dime, the title track off of Hard Pressed new album. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton, and I'm talking with Andrea Likos and Corey Obert over the phone.
Thanks so much for having us, Corey. It's exciting. We haven't done a Talkin' Music in 10 years.
Oh, wow.
Talk to me about Magic Dime. This is the title track off your brand new album. What's the story here?
Right before Corey and I met, and I realized later that it was actually about the exact same time we did meet, I was living in Durango, and he's up here in Paonia. And while I was in Durango, every day I would take a break at lunch and take a walk along the railroad tracks and around town with my dog. And I just started finding dimes. I didn't think anything of it at first. I would just, you know, pocket it and just, oh, money. But a little while later, I'm like, oh, this is interesting. I'm only finding single solitary dimes. And so then I started keeping them, because something just felt special about it. And it was about this time in April when the Durango Bluegrass Meltdown Festival happens, and Corey's band Sweet Sunny South came down to play, and I was in a band with Benny Galloway and a few other people called the Old Time Jam Band, and we were all playing at the Meltdown, and that's where we all kind of met. It's such a long story, I won't go into it all, but we started a long-distance relationship. During that time, I kept finding these dimes more and more. And when we finally started getting together in person a lot more, he started finding dimes.
Oh.
And then once I decided to move up here, we started finding dimes a lot. And when I say this, it's not just like a dime on the street in front of the post office necessarily. It's walking out in the dobies and feeling compelled to look down and seeing something black and picking it up, and it's an oxidized dime.
Or... yeah, it's a lot of times it's where you would least expect to see a dime somewhere. And now when it happens, we're just like, oh, look, we're still thrilled, but we're not as surprised because it's just kind of a normal thing now.
I'm thrilled. My take on this is something someone past is kind of looking out for us. I have endless stories of finding dimes, so this is kind of our song. And in case people don't know who we are still, just wanted to say that Corey's the fiddler in the band and also plays tenor guitar and sings. And I play the clawhammer banjo and guitar and sing.
I wondered if you had taken a little break from putting out new music, and I'm curious what sparked this new album for you both.
We used to play quite a bit and perform a lot. When our first CD came out in 2009, we'd already been playing out for a year or two, got the CD done, and played again for another year and a half or so. We decided to take a break. Corey was burned out. I'll let him talk about it, but he used to be in the band Sweet Sunny South, and they had an extremely busy touring schedule, and then we kind of kept rolling as Hard Pressed, and he never got a break. So we actually not only took a break from the 10-year span doing another CD, but we didn't play at all out for many years. And because we started playing again a lot about a year and a half ago, we felt it was time for a new CD.
Cool. Well, we're super excited for this new album. I know that there's a fiddle and a banjo. What other instruments are on this new album, Magic Dime?
It was pretty fun to include some friends in the CD. A guy who plays with us live quite a bit, Dylan Fixmer, who I'm sure a lot of people know around here. He does it all. He put bass down on a lot of tracks and did some mandolin on some tracks also, and sang some harmony. And then we had Randall Utterback on mandolin on two or three songs.
Three songs.
David Alderdice did some hambone on a fiddle tune. It was real fun for that. A new friend of ours, Mark from Carbondale, played some Cajun accordion on Cajun medley that we did. And then our engineer and friend, Daniel B., who everybody knows around here, he played acoustic guitar on one of the tracks also. So we had
a lot of friends here.
Good friends, new and old,
yeah,
to help us
out.
Yeah.
I love the collaboration. I love all the names you just listed off, and they're all very familiar to us here at KVNF as well. Talk to me about Butte to the Bitterroot.
Butte to the Bitterroot is a song I actually started writing back in, 2004 or 2005. And it is a tribute to my father, who died in 1994. He's from Butte, Montana. And I had always wanted to write a song for him in tribute to him. I guess that same year he died, later on, I took his ashes. I drove cross country. I was living in Virginia at the time, and went to Montana and got to Butte. And I just didn't find like a good place that I wanted to rest him. So I kept traveling west and got to the Bitterroot Mountains and ended up hiking up this creek called Bass Creek and found an incredible place in the wilderness there and put his ashes up in the mountains there. So that's why I called it Butte to the Bitterroot. Corey and I went up to Montana about 4 years ago and we hiked the trail, and I was able to find the exact place and found the rocks that I had set under this tree and everything. So but it had taken this long for the song to finally get recorded and just for people to learn it. It's just been kind of sitting there in my folder like a few other songs. So I'm really happy. It actually brought a lot of tears to my eyes when this finally came to fruition. So,
well, let's take a listen to Butte to the Bitterroot.
To Montana, she was bound to find her daddy. It's been 12 long years since she left them with her tears. Said goodbye in the Bitterroot one June. Said goodbye in the Bitterroot one June. As she drove along, she dreamt about the past. How they'd always go fishing on the weekend.
That was a brand new song called Butte to the Bitter Root by Hard Pressed off their brand new album called Magic Dime. You're listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton, and I'm talking with Andrea Likos and Corey Obert, who make up the band Hard Pressed. So I understand there's quite a few originals on this new album. Talk to me about the writing process and recording this album.
I'm actually the main songwriter as far as a writing process. I'm a seasonal writer, call it seasonal affective disorder for my writing. But I don't know, things just come to me when they come, often when I'm sleeping, often when I'm hiking or driving. Sometimes things literally just come straight out of me easily, and sometimes it's a real long process. Or I might have the lyrics down, and it takes a long time to hear the music behind it. And sometimes I write an instrumental that stays an instrumental, or if I play it enough, I hear something, and words start to just bubble up.
And then, Corey, how do you complement that? How do you end up working together on, you know, music or lyrics?
As far as the writing, I mean, I contribute my thoughts or whatever, but the songs that Andrea writes are pretty well formed. You know, I'll put in my two cents as far as arrangements and stuff, but they come pretty fully formed. And then, you know, I'll just try to contribute what I can as far as mainly arrangement type stuff. Since it had been so long since we recorded, I mean, we had had quite a few years of playing things, and so by the time it came to record again, we sort of knew what we wanted to record and just decided, you know, it was time to do another one. We're not getting any younger. And we met Daniel, who has a studio in Hotchkiss, so it was nice to have a place so close to go in and record at a pretty relaxed pace. You know, we'd go in for a few hours, two or three times a week. And so that was
less.
That made it easy to go at a real relaxed pace. I can't say enough about Daniel and his great ears and expertise as far as it, he really helped us a lot. You know, not just the engineering side of it, but with his ears.
Feedback.
And helping us just decide what was right. Because, you know, when you're doing it for so long, after a few hours, you're like, I don't even know what I like anymore or what I'm hearing. So you kind of need to take a break, and it's nice to have a, you know, objective set of ears to, you know, tell you what they're hearing. So it was a great experience working with Daniel.
Awesome. Talk to me about your song Two Birds. This is another original, I believe.
It's been a while. When I wrote that song, it was a long time ago. And what I do remember as far as the beginning of the process, it was more of a visual song. I was seeing something. I think I was probably seeing two birds out flying around the garden. It was more like these kind of vignettes of observations in nature. And then it turned into what it turned into, which is really a song about how people can be in a relationship, whether it's a deep relationship or marriage or anything, and feel maybe a little alone, like alone in a crowd kind of thing, or alone in the relationship, but having hope that you can turn that around. You're here, you're both feeling the pain, you're both feeling the same things, but maybe not expressing it verbally, and that's what needs to be done. And you can get through anything if you just share that and know that each other is really loving and caring about the same thing, even if you're feeling alone.
Seems kind of timely too.
Yeah, well, now it's, yeah, probably a different way of thinking about it when we're all being so isolated. But to me, you know, it's ultimately a hopeful song.
Mm-hmm. One thing I'd like to say before we listen to that is we asked Randall Utterback to come in and do some mandolin on a couple of songs. And he came in and, of course, did a great job like he always does. And then as he was packing up to leave, Andrea said, you know, Randall, what would you think about just taking a pass at this song? I'm hearing some mandolin on it. You know, would you want to give it a try? He's like, sure.
Never heard it before.
He had never heard the song before, never had a chance to run through it or anything, put the headphones on. Daniel tracked the song, and still to this day, it kind of brings tears and laughter to both of us when we hear what he played on this song.
It's
so
beautiful.
Yeah. So now I'm just sitting with the recording trying to steal all of his great fills and things that he did on this song.
For his fiddle.
Really, he really just gave the song what it needed.
Well, let's take a listen to Two Birds by Hard Pressed.
Takes a long time when you climb. Takes a long time to lose your mind. Lose your mind. Afraid of losing you when you're going
That was Two Birds by Hard Pressed off their brand new album, Magic Dime. I'm Corey Stanton, and you're tuned in to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm talking with Andrea Likos and Corey Obert from their home here in Paonia. And we're talking about the release of your new album, and we're in the midst of this crisis here. How are you managing as far as, you know, getting this album out, and how are you feeling about all of this right now?
Well, yeah, it is disappointing to, one, not be able to have live gigs right now, because that's usually the best way to push a hard copy CD. But we are uploading things to our Reverb Nation site, and Disc Makers is the one pressing our CD, and they automatically upload everything to our CD Baby site. So soon we'll have some things available, at least digitally. However, also because of the COVID crisis, places like CD Baby have their warehouses closed. So for a while, they're not even going to be selling anyone's CDs, only digital. So it is having a profound effect. I'm every once in a while putting out some messages on Facebook to start a mailing list of people who are interested in having us mail them a CD when they're ready. I'd be happy to do that. And I'm getting ready to set us up on Bandcamp. And that way I can get things out as soon as we have the CDs in our hand, which will hopefully be by the end of this week or the middle of next week. Not only is it sad not being able to play for people live like that, but it is, yeah, one big way we get our merchandise out there. So we're sitting on a lot of overhead.
Yeah. What's the first show you're going to plan?
I don't know. It's hard to tell since everything's still so up in the air. I want to do a show. I don't really care where it's at.
Yeah, I mean, since we don't know what the state mandates are going to be for public gatherings or anything, it really is hard to say. I mean, we'd love to have a CD release somewhere. I mean, that's the one thing, is we just want to play out to the community. And right now it's hard for us to even think what that looks like. I'm kind of taking one moment at a time at this point.
Yeah. And if you could share with our listeners where they can find your music and stay up to date with the release of your new album, Magic Dime.
We have a Facebook page. It's Hard Pressed - Andrea Likos and Corey Obert. But I also put posts out from my personal page on all the message boards and whatnot. So I'll be making release statements as things update. We also have a website at Reverb Nation, and that's reverbnation.com/hardpressed. And I am going to be setting us up on Bandcamp, and that's probably going to be the best place to purchase a CD directly from us if you don't come to me directly, which I am very happy to do on Facebook too. So you can just contact me.
Well, thank you both for taking the time to talk with me and for being willing to debut some of your new songs on KVNF.
Thank you, Corey.
Thanks, Corey, so much. We really appreciate this opportunity. And we love talking music.
We'll go out on one more song off of Hard Pressed's new album, Magic Dime. This is a traditional piece called Red Rockin' Chair. Thank you for listening.
Ain't got no sugar baby now. Ain't got no sugar honey baby now. Ain't got